New fraternities, new Roman fraternities rather, to challenge established Greek systems. 7th of September 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Ann Arbor, Michigan. At the University of Michigan, rush for fraternities is well underway. However, for the first time, the established Greek system has competition, coming in the form of the newly established system of Roman fraternities. The Roman system first got its start last winter semester when several students, disgruntled with the existing Greek system's lack of quality beer and opposition to Macedonia, decided to start anew. The result was the Roman system, which bears resemblance to the Greek system, but with several distinct differences. First and most obvious, these new Roman fraternities don't use Greek letters. Instead, they use Roman numerals, names from ancient Roman history, or a combination of the two. Quote, "We just don't like Greek letters," unquote, said one Roman pledge from the Augustus Maximus fraternity. In addition to Augustus Maximus, some other Roman fraternities on campus have taken such names as MCMXXLVI and CaesarXL and XXX. There have also been some names with questionable Roman heritage, such as Metallicus Maximus, a heavy metal fraternity, and WII, a Nintendo-sponsored video game fraternity. However, the Panoramic Council, which serves as a central governing body for Roman fraternities, has chosen to allow these names for the time being. Also, Roman fraternities do not tolerate cheap beer, even for games of beer pong. In fact, Augustus Maximus has a policy of specifically prohibiting all Budweiser, Miller, or Coors products. Quote, "We don't see how those Greeks can stand that nasty beer," unquote, said one Augustus Maximus pledge. Romans, on the other hand, tend to prefer Guinness, and in fact have been in constant competition to get into the Guinness Book of Records for the most Guinness drank at a single six-hour party. These parties get quite rowdy, of course, which has led to criticism from many within the university administration. However, the Romans bribed them. Finally, the Romans differ from the Greeks on the status of Macedonia. While Greeks oppose Macedonia calling itself Macedonia, and instead advocate Macedonia calling itself the crappy former Yugoslav official dictatorship artist formerly known as Macedonia, Romans have taken a stance that Macedonia can call itself whatever it wants. On the other hand, they do oppose to Greeks referring to the Greek system and advocate a change to the Hell system, after Hellenic. Student reaction to the new Roman system has been quite positive, and several Greek fraternities planning to become Roman this semester, and many new pledges joining the Roman system. Pollsters have estimated the number of Roman pledges has outnumbered Greek pledges 4-1, an astounding number for the upstart Roman system. Romans are also expected to have a huge impact on the next student government elections, where Romans have formed the Roman Senate Party in preparation for the November elections. Of course, Greeks aren't very happy about the emergence of the Roman system, but their attempts to slow down its expansion, have been futile. Plans have even been made for Roman sororities next semester, though everything is definitely still a work in progress for the Romans as they undergo their first ever rush. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.